Most people are familiar with the idea of first aid, like what to do when dealing with a cut or scrape, but not everyone knows what to do when their friend is showing signs of mental illness. There's a class dedicated to having a better mental health first aid response. One of those classes was recently held in the Northern Panhandle.
Mental health first aid with the intention of teaching
in a classroom on the West Virginia Northern Community College Wheeling campus, Greater Wheeling National Alliance on Mental Illness Executive Director Amy Gamble is giving a first aid class to residents and city officials. The first aid tips they're learning don't help with physical ailments, but mental.
But after an 8-hour course, the intention isn't to diagnose. The intention is to be able to recognize those signs and symptoms so that we can help people.
Mental health first aid started in 2001 in Australia and has been spreading through the U.S. for a little over 10 years now. The program demonstrates that even something as small as keeping up with people you know are struggling emotionally can make a significant impact. Wheeling police hostage negotiator and mental health first aid instructor Brian Hales recounts one of his first calls dealing with a schizophrenic man who had been off his medication for a little while.
First time I got called out was not successful. I watched a guy jump off a fifth floor balcony and live. Then a couple years later, I got called out for the same guy. In the time between the first incident and the second incident, after he got out of the hospital and was back home, I made a point to, if I saw him, just wave or, hey, how's it going? That little bit of rapport that I built with him by doing that, the second time I got called out, was able to convince him.
Hales explains that legal paperwork had already been filed out, what's called a mental hygiene order. It allows authorities to hospitalize someone against their free will if they are demonstratively a threat to themselves or others.
I talked to him, gave him to come downstairs. I gave him my last cigarette that I had, and then we walked up to the hospital. It was within walking distance.
The backbone of the 8-hour course is algae. Not the aquatic plant, but a different algae, as Gamble points out.
We teach a 5-step action plan called algae, which is assess for risk of suicide or harm, listen non-judgmentally, give reassurance and information, encourage appropriate professional help, and encourage self-help and other support strategies.
But before you can do any of that, you have to be able to identify mental illness.
Can't it just be somebody who doesn't show any outward symptoms?
It could be.
Yeah, that's why we could probably do that.
Right now, class participants are drawing what they think anxiety looks like. Anxiety is the most common mental health issue in the country. Here's what course participant Carrie Bennett came up with.
His hair is all standing up, eyes are great big because he's overwhelmed, cheeks and even all the way down the neck are flushed because of embarrassment. Muscles are tense all through the shoulders and up through the neck, butterflies in the stomach, but also a little green around the mouth because he might throw up. He has, his feet are moving all the time because he feels like he just has to get out of here. And he's wearing these great big oversized comfy clothes to try to hide from other people and from the things that are stressing him out.
One of the goals of the program is to demystify mental illness in a way that makes it easier to recognize symptoms. Once you know the signs, it becomes easier to reach out and help. Marshall University student Isaac Bennett took the course so that he could be more helpful to his classmates.
Pretty much everyone I know struggles with, mental health in some aspect, especially my generation in college. We're all dealing with stuff, and with how hard college is and just the situation around, I want to be able to support my friends like that, because it's frustrating a lot of times because there's not a lot I can do, because I'll try and tell my friends, hey, go to counseling, or hey, I'll walk you to counseling or something, but that's a lot of the extent of where my help can go to them. So having more stuff like this puts more tools in my toolbox.
Most mental health issues manifest before the age of 24, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. The Alliance also notes that 1 in 5 people in the country has a mental illness. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.